Social Security payouts are what many Americans rely on in their retirement, but the reality is Social Security alone is often not enough to feel financially secure. The average monthly benefit is a little over $1,200. To help, the Obama administration is now proposing something called the Automatic IRA. A version of this has already been adopted in California. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more.
California State Senator Kevin DeLeon sponsored the Automatic IRA bill. The inspiration, he says, was his Aunt Francisca.
She's a salt of the earth. She's my second mother. She was the woman who put the food on the table, who made me dinner and breakfast. And she's still a housekeeper in the wealthiest enclaves in America.
And she's 74 years old.
And I send her a check, you know, on a monthly basis. And she receives her Social Security check. But it's simply not enough for her to pay her rent, to put the food on the table, to pay for medication.
California's automatic IRA hasn't gone into effect yet. A lot of kinks have to be ironed out. But basically, it would work like this. 3% of a worker's paycheck would automatically be sent to a conservatively managed retirement fund, though who will be in charge of it hasn't been determined yet. Employers wouldn't have to do anything but deduct and forward the money the same way they handle taxes. A worker who didn't want to participate could opt out. But that automatic enrollment is the key, says Richard Thaler, a behavioral economist at the University of Chicago.
The only way most humans are able to save for retirement regularly is by having money taken out of their paycheck before they get a chance to spend it. That's old-fashioned wisdom that is still true.
And studies back it up. When participation in a retirement plan is automatic, more people save.
The differences are quite dramatic. In a company that has a 401k plan, most people figure out eventually that it's a good idea to join, but some people just never get around to it. If they are automatically enrolled, sign-up rates are over 90%.
The idea for the automatic IRA has been floating around in policy wonk circles since 2006, and it's been part of the Obama administration's budget every year since he was elected. In his first term, it took a backseat to health care reform. But at a recent congressional hearing, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew touted the idea as a way to get people to save more.
One way to put that carrot out there would be to have auto IRAs where people are automatically signed up and opt out so that more people end up getting in the practice of saving for their retirement.
And most people agree that saving for retirement is a good thing.
However, we think creating a mandate for employers is not the right way to go.
Aaliyah Wong is the executive director of retirement policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. She says there's another reason that the chamber opposes the Obama administration's proposal. It would require each employer to pick a company to manage the IRA. She says that makes employers legally vulnerable.
The worker 20 years down the road looks back and says, well, I don't think that was a good investment, or I could have earned more. And whether or not it's a viable claim, once they bring that claim, you've already started the cost of having to fight that.
Nevertheless, about a dozen states have taken a look at starting automatic IRAs. They're attractive because they're true individual retirement accounts, not public pensions. The taxpayer's not left holding the bag. California Senator Kevin DeLeon believes it's more likely that automatic IRAs will be adopted by the states rather than by Congress.
Washington, D.C. right now, it's difficult to get things done right now, and there's a lot of dysfunction there.
But lawmakers in Washington and in state capitals may want to see how California's experiment works out before taking action, and the law probably won't take effect before early 2015. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.